Good afternoon, and welcome to Citizens December 6, 2022 Exposure Reduction Committee webinar that is publicly noticed in the Florida Administrative Register to convene immediately following the Actuarial and Underwriting Committee meeting. It is a recorded meeting with transcribed minutes available on our website. For those attending today's session through the public link, you are automatically in listen-only mode. Panelists, thank you for identifying yourself prior to addressing the committee. Chair Telemaco, we have no speaker requests for today's meeting. I'll proceed with the official roll call.
Yes, please.
Chair Telemaco?
Here.
Governor Hasner?
Present.
Board Chair Baruff?
Here.
Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you. So we have a fairly straightforward agenda today. There's only one action item, which is the meeting minutes for the last September 20th meeting. I'd like a motion for approval of the minutes.
So moved.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Awesome. Thank you. Seeing no objections, we'll move on to the first. We'll consider those approved, and we'll move on to the first item on the agenda, the second item, which is the exposure reduction dashboard with Kelly Booten and Christine Ashburn.
Good afternoon, and thank you. On slide three of the dashboard is the monthly policy data and estimated market share. I wish I could say it was going in the opposite direction, but unfortunately it's not. As of Friday, December 2nd, we had 1,131,003 policies. Our market share is at 15%. On the next slide is the forecasted policy in-force and policy count growth. These estimates match the budget that will be presented at the board tomorrow with the estimated, if things continue in the same direction, at the end of December 23 at 1.6 million policies and 22% market share.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair?
Yes, please.
When Citizens grew the last time, what was our highest percentage of market share?
23%. Back in 2012, we had 1.4, almost 1.5 million, and we were at 23%.
23%. So
there's more people in Florida now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But
it can get worse.
But our market share under these projections could exceed the 2012 market share, and our exposure would be
$600 billion. That's a lot more than it was in 2012. Jennifer and I.
It's a lot more. That's why I want to raise this, because there's people who aren't in this room that are listening. We want to make, and I'm sure they're smarter than I am about this, but we could have a $600 billion exposure and 25% of the market share in the whole state of Florida.
Correct.
Correct? By this time next year.
If we continue on the same trajectory we're on.
Well, don't know how that's going to change, but we're hoping.
We're hoping that there'll be some really large depopulation.
big time. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
All right, and then on the next slide is the metrics for all of the different programs. I'll just point out a couple. On the inspection program is progressing as planned, and we are scheduled to hit our target of 154,000 inspected by the end of this year, and then double that going into next year. At the Actuarial and Underwriting Committee in March, Stephen Mastella, our Vice President of Underwriting, and his team plan to do a presentation on the results of the inspection program, and also to cover the consumer paid inspections topic. So that will bring a lot of light into this. And it is, the return has been good on the inspection program. For FMAP, we did have an increase in agent participation. We currently have four active depopulation companies, and Carl's gonna cover in more detail the recent results of the November and December depops. And then on Clearinghouse, the active carriers has gone down because of the insolvency of some of those carriers. And that concludes the dashboard report.
Okay, thank you. Any questions? Thank you, Kelly. We'll move on to the assessment awareness.
Okay, this topic, we were asked at the last board meeting to cover what we do for assessment awareness for both agents and policyholders. So we went through, on page two, described the analysis that we did, and we went through every artifact that we have, all the potential opportunities to further make it aware to both agents and consumers of the assessment potential. And the overall observations are that there are some more awareness opportunities to agents about their responsibility, and there's for policyholders, two consistent opportunities to present it that showed them more blatantly about warning them of the premium assessment potential when we show the premium. And we'll go into that in these following slides. And then including the assessment brochures in all of our mailings. On the next slide is the agent awareness components. The agent agreement, signing an assessment acknowledgement, and mandatory education. Those are the three areas that we're going to cover in detail. On slide four is what the agent agrees to when they sign their agent agreement. It is a disclosure of the potential surcharge and assessment liability, and that they acknowledge and agree that it is their duty to inform the consumer. At the point of sale, we're going to add a signature line for the agent to sign and acknowledge that they have reviewed this page, which outlines the assessment and the assessment potential for the consumer, having the agent sign it as well. The consumer already signs it. So that is one plan change that we have. And then we're going to update the example that's already included in the new business application to reflect the higher average policy premium.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, please.
Are we going to try to put a numerical example in there?
Yes, there is one in
there.
And that blow up on this slide, page five, shows the annual premium, shows the
potential depending on the size of the policy.
It does. And then it shows you next to another private market carrier average premium and what your potential assessment is for us versus them. And in the example that's on this page, for a Citizens policyholder, it's $1,500, and for ABC Insurance Company, it's $640.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Can you just elaborate on this? Just be super clear what this means.
This is the new business application acknowledgement, and the consumer has various places that they sign off in the application. One of them is this page that they acknowledge their awareness of an assessment potential with this example below it so they can see it in monetary terms. We are recommending and plan to increase the amount of premium that's on here to reflect our current average premium, but to also add a new signature line for the agent to sign acknowledging their role in this and making sure that they explain this to their consumer.
So in this scenario, this hypothetical scenario, it's a $2,000 premium. Mm-hmm. The potential assessment could be $1,500 in addition to their $2,000.
And if we run through all of our reinsurance and everything, there's the potential for a Citizens policyholder to have 15% per account, because right now it's 15% for each account, and then a regular assessment of 2% of the premium, and then if we go into the emergency assessment, it can be up to 30% of premium.
Okay, so if the premium was $4,000, which is probably more realistic nowadays, the assessment, potential assessment would be $3,000 mm-hmm. plus whatever that other insurance policy assessment is for the other policies that customer may have.
For their other types of policies, correct.
Right, okay. Okay, great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And then the last, page six for agents, we also are going to launch a webinar, that mandatory training for agents on assessments and how assessments work, go through the examples, show them the various tools that we have, and we'll go into all the tools that we already have existing and give them examples of how it works for new business and renewal business. And Carl already brought this up. Carl, last week, didn't you have a webinar where you... Go ahead.
Yes, at our, for the record, Carl Rockman. We had an agent webinar last week where we were going through new business eligibility changes and the new roof proof changes. We had a couple slides on assessments just to prime the waters a little bit for what's coming. I'm glad we did. We got a lot of good questions, a lot of good inquiries from the agents, and we can see the need out there. As you see us making these prices more visible, it's going to be incumbent on our agent to explain to the customer what it means and what the potential is. We want to support that with mandatory agent education and give them the right talk paths to be able to support the message.
Yeah, I was curious about that. What kind of reception are we getting? Like, what are they saying? Are they surprised? Are they shocked? Are they...
My impression is the agents have always known it's been out there. Mm-hmm. Okay, they've always known about the potential for it. I think the agents are saying, if I need to explain it, please support me with putting it in places where the consumer can see it. I think the agents are looking for information to help, not necessarily resisting it. And the agents obviously don't want to sell Citizens. They're looking for an extra edge. And if we can put this in front of the consumer in realistic ways, it could give our agents an edge to show the potential and make that customer maybe move to a private market policy that's, you know, in that competitive range.
Great. Great. Thank you.
All right, and then on slide 7, we go into the policyholder education. We did the analysis of education points while a Citizens policyholder. We've got the current messaging in here and then opportunities to add to that messaging. On slide 8, we identified all these touch points, and I want to cover how we did this. The team put together a really great spreadsheet that has everything in it and all the touch points. On page 9, it goes through it in a policy life cycle way. So we've got the new business, policy change, renewal, and depopulation. And then we in the black, we have the current touch points. And then in the red, we have the new touch points. So we're going to go into each one of these on the subsequent pages. We also went through the messaging throughout the policy lifecycle for continuous messaging. And so we have brochures. We have a true cost calculator on our website. The website has a lot of assessment information. We have the policyholder newsletter as an option for education, and then the social media, of course. On the next page, 11, is the assessment acknowledgement on the application. We want to take that same acknowledgement and add it to the premium estimate and the evidence of insurance for personal lines. These are the more quoting-like areas where we first touch the policyholder with our quote estimates. The evidence of insurance is provided to mortgage companies, so that's a feature that we have prior to binding. So we're going to add that same language to those documents. And then on the next slide for commercial lines, we want to add it to the cover letter for personal line. Whoops, that didn't look right. Yeah, it says commercial lines. Sorry, the commercial lines on page 12 already has it on their cover letter, but the personal lines, in reviewing this, we found out it wasn't there. So we're going to add that to the cover letter and then to the declarations page for both personal and commercial lines. So that'll pick up the renewal business. And then additional opportunities at point of sale, page 13, we're going to add this warning that's real graphic and really grabs their attention on the premium estimate and the proof of insurance I was talking about earlier. We did get some great ideas from Governor Hasner on how to make it, you know, maybe if we could do color, but we ended up more on the warning bold because it doesn't add to print costs and it's the easiest available to get in quicker. On the next slide is the new business cover page and including this new assessment education brochure in the envelope. So that's a planned new item. On page 15 shows again this warning language for both the new business cover page and the new business declarations page. So more of the same, but this consistent warning message. And then on the next page is our welcome email. This goes out, currently there's no assessment language in this email, so this will be another great add. It's a touch point with a policyholder when they become they're already a consumer, but at least it's another place to tell them again. And then slide 17 is the renewal letter, which will include new assessment education brochure in this envelope. Okay. The renewal package will then have the same estimate that the application has. in it as well for both personal and commercial lines. And then the next page, 19, is an example of the deck page with the warning messages and the renewal cover page. Okay? And then Christine?
Go ahead. Great. Thank you. On slide 20, we actually have already implemented and updated the depopulation letter that consumers receive when they have depopulation offers to include the example of the $3,000 impact. So what you're looking at here, additional costs for Citizens policyholders, that language was added in August and has been used for every subsequent depop. And in fact, I actually got feedback from a friend in town last week who had seen the letter, and it stuck out to them, not in the insurance world, when they got a depop offer that they were with us, and it actually resonated and helped that person make a decision. So I've actually gotten some real-world feedback on this, so I think it is helping. And to Kelly's point, when we are going to also include the education brochure as part of that mailing, so they'll get the letter with the estimate and then a full document walking them through how assessments work. And how it could impact their premium. Current messaging, to Kelly's point, all over our public website, we have the assessment pyramid that shows how the layers work. We are working to update those to have, again, the $3,000 average premium as opposed to the $2,000. There is a true cost calculator where you can put your actual premium in and see what the assessments would look like for you as a consumer specifically on the website. And then, of course, our true cost documents and that we provide to at trade shows, and when we're with conventions. Thank you, Kelly. We also provide those free of charge to any agent that wants to have them mailed out, so they're sitting in their office, so at the point of sale they can be using those. When the new brochure is completed, we will of course include that as well. And then in one additional thing that I think we've talked about before that we are ready to pull the trigger on is leveraging our FPRIN contract, the media contract that we have, to do assessment advertising statewide on radio and television, social media, because to your point, it really is not just a Citizens issue. People that may be coming to Citizens need to know, hopefully before they choose Citizens, what the assessment potential is. So those should go live anytime now. My team's just waiting for the go-ahead to pull the trigger on those. So we've got lots going on, lots of work ahead. And we're really hopeful that we'll be able to move the needle on assessment awareness compared to what we saw from the depopulation survey. Any questions?
That's awesome. Thank you. I mean, you've turned every rock. You've looked at every touch point. You've really thought through. I mean, this is great, right? There's absolutely no way I can think of a customer not knowing that this potential is there. So well done.
Thank you, and thank you to the team that supports us.
Yes.
Yes,
definitely.
That's it, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, any questions on that one? Okay, we'll move on to the next and final item here, the Depop Clearinghouse FMAP, Carl Rockman.
Thank you, Governor Telemaco. For the record, Carl Rockman, Vice President of Agency and Market Services. I'd like to present the committee an update on our 2022 depopulation results. Your books reflect results through April. I would like to give you a verbal update on our results for the month of November. You can see that we had the OIR approving 8,213 policies for depopulation. Our participating carriers selected 7,827. Pleased to report that 2,414 policies were assumed on the assumption date. That's a 31% assumption rate. We like that 31% assumption rate because it's an improvement over February and an improvement over April. While it is smaller, our carriers are getting a little more precise in their selection, a little bit more attractive for the consumer. We hope to replicate that, obviously, in future depops. The December depopulation is in motion now. It won't close until the 20th of December, so any numbers I'd give you now would be a little premature. But we do have three carriers participating, and you can see we have 31,000 letters out to customers right now. Agents are actively engaged. Customers are making their selections. 17,000 is the approved number. If we can replicate a 31% performance there, we'd be very pleased. Any questions on depopulation?
I know it's a smaller month for November, but just what was the exposure removed? Do you have that?
I'm sorry, it was 2,000 for November. It was $2,267,000,000 in exposure produced. In exposure,
$2 billion.
I'm sorry, $1.267 billion.
Okay,
$1.267 billion. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions on Depop? All right. Then I'll move ahead then to the clearinghouse update on page 4. This is our traditional report on new business results. 1.8% of our new business submitted to the clearinghouse this year has been deemed ineligible, which has resulted in $7.8 billion of coverage A averted. 6.9% did receive some type of offer that didn't disqualify it for Citizens, but was still an opportunity for the agent to potentially market that to another carrier. 90.4% of our new business pushed through the clearinghouse so far this year has not received any qualifying offer. And on the renewal on page 5, you can see the results there are a little bit more modest given the price relativity. Only 0.1% of our renewal book has received some type of offer that would deem it ineligible. That has resulted in $32 million of coverage A averted. 99% roughly are not receiving any offers in the renewal clearinghouse currently. And lastly, I'll conclude the report with an FMAP update. This echoes what Kelly showed on the key metrics dashboard. These are our results for FMAP year to date. We do have a slight increase in participating agents that we'd like to report, but the results in terms of offers accepted in the private market are not as what we would hope. That's reflective of the hardening market. We hope when results improve, those consumers can be placed. But right now, we're just seeing an increase in participating agents and hoping that markets will improve to give those agents a place to put those customers that need support. With that, that'll conclude my reports on Clearinghouse and FMAP. I'll be happy to take any questions that you have.
Great. Thank you, Carl. Any questions? Awesome. Any new business? Seeing no new business, no further questions. I'd like to entertain a motion. Thank you. Second, meeting's adjourned. Thank you.